And we're talking now with Norwalk senior Ian Fisher, who recently signed a national letter of intent to continue his academic and baseball career with Johnson County Community College in Overland Park, Kansas. Ian, congratulations on making it official. What ultimately led you to choose the Cavaliers?
I'd just say they have a great program up there, or down there, I guess. Just a lot of success, and they've done a great job at developing people, and ultimately that's what I want out of going there, is just a little bit more development.
Okay, and how many different levels maybe were you getting interest from? Division 1, 2, 3? Where were most of your offers coming from?
Kind of all over the board. A lot of D2s, not very many D3s, a lot of JUCOs. A little bit of interest from some smaller D1s, but not really that sparked my interest.
So you probably ultimately want to get to that D1 level, and you feel like this is maybe a good place to go to, you know, like you said, continue that development, and so someday you can make it to that next level?
Yeah, for sure.
And I read somewhere you wanted to play college baseball since you were very young. You had mentioned it as a young child, how you wanted to play in college. Just how good did it feel to put that pen to the paper and make that dream come true?
Oh, it feels great just knowing that I have the opportunity to go out and keep playing the game I love. Even it's not guaranteed that I'll play, but that's what the work's for. And I love just having the opportunity to know that I have my shot.
Tell me just a little bit more about the Cavalier baseball program. Have they been pretty good at moving guys on to that next level? Pretty winning program from what I understand?
Yeah, they do a great job at getting people to continue playing after the 2 years of eligibility they have at Johnson County. They're a top 15 national junior college, so that's pretty telling of how successful they are. Yeah, they just do a great job of getting people to reach their ultimate goals.
And how about education-wise? Do you kind of know what you want to go in down there and study right away?
Something in the finance industry, but I'm not quite sure exactly what yet.
Okay. And then last year, you were one of the top strikeout pitchers in the state. You had 95 Ks in 60 innings, 7-1 record, 1.05 ERA. Kind of what led to those numbers last year? Was there a pitch that you added? Was it increased velocity, just better command? What kind of made you be able to put that season together?
I just think it was my approach I took when I was on the mound, not being afraid to attack people, throw pitches that maybe they wouldn't necessarily see coming in certain scenarios, and being able to trust the field behind me to get outs if they do make contact.
And now as you look towards your senior year of baseball, what do you want to improve on to take it to that next level? What are you working on some things right now just in the off season to become sharper and even better?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of off season training to just try and hopefully increase my velocity a little bit. And then just, I want to continue with my being able to throw pitches that I want to throw in certain counts to be able to get outs as effectively as possible.
How hard do you throw?
I think I've topped 86, but usually I'm in the 82 to 84 range.
That's just where your best command is, down in the low 80s?
Yeah.
You're hoping to get up, get that velocity cranked up just a little bit more next summer?
I'm hoping so, and then just keep it cranking up by putting in the work.
You know, it's a couple years down the road. Are there any schools that are your dream locations of where you'd like to go someday to pitch?
I don't really have any in mind, but I mean, LSU would be top, but that's not really realistic, if I'm being honest.
So basically anywhere at the D1 level would be great.
Yes.
And then before I let you go, you got basketball season coming up here. Any other sports that you're involved with besides baseball and basketball?
No, just baseball and basketball for me.
Okay. And what should we look for out of the Norwalk boys basketball team this winter? How are you guys going to be?
I think you should look for a lot of wins. I think we'll be a pretty good team.
All right, Ian. Well, thanks a lot for joining us on Radio Sports Page. Congratulations again on signing with Johnson County Community College, and good luck with that going forward.
Thank you very much.